Haben Sie denn schon gesehen? Wir haben von Herrn Baptisten auf Adelie. So, wir haben da das Plan. So, wir haben Baptisten. Und anyone of everybody has to pray also during Mass for her, that she may obtain the graces. Because baptism is not an event. Baptism is the beginning of heaven in her soul. So all the gifts that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, conquered for us on the cross, is given today to Adeline, to everything. We can say that today Adeline dies to the world and starts a new life in Christ. It's a fact. It's a fact. St. Paul says that. In baptism we are buried with Christ in his blood, in his sacrifice, and we come for a new life through his resurrection, his graces. So we can say that today starts a new life, which will be eternal life. This is the purpose. The life which starts in the soul of Adeline today, and the purpose is going to last forever and ever and ever. It's so important, this ceremony, so important. You do well and celebrate us with a great solemnity. So first we have to start saying that before a very important grace, the church places exorcism before that grace is received. A few ceremonies that the church has before a great grace coming. So first, Adeline is going to receive 8 exorcisms in the different parts of the body, in the different ways: breathing, the salt, saliva, imposition of hands, on the chest, on the back, on the crown, other exorcisms, which is to signify that we are born in original sin. And we are under the power of the devil, because that's him. This is the very reason why our Lord has to die on the cross, to pay for those sins. So this is why she's going to receive those exorcisms, but also the purpose of those exorcisms is to prepare the body and soul to receive our Lord. Is to consecrate the body and the soul, to seal it with these powers and the soul, which are going to chase away devils in such a way that the baptized baby scares the devil. It's why usually babies start being more tranquility, more peaceful at night and during the day. So after the exorcisms and by the baptism of water, she's going to receive 8 things, very important things. So first, original sin is deleted from her soul. Yes. It's cleansed before the grace is come. So secondly, she receives the visit of the Most Holy Trinity as his temple. The soul and body of Adeline is going to become a temple of the Most Holy Trinity. So the true event, therefore, is because the Holy Ghost is coming also, he comes into her soul with his with the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. He comes with the infused supernatural virtues of the Holy Ghost. She receives the supernatural gift of the faith that she's going to defend in her life. She's going to receive the supernatural theological virtue of hope. She wants to receive the love of God also. And sanctifying grace is the next gift to receive. So sanctifying grace, as remember, is to share in the life of God. It's a share in the life of God. It's the essence of heaven. Sanctifying grace. It's God Himself, His life. given to us already on earth. Exactly what caused us to become next gift is she becomes a child of God. Automatically by receiving sanctifying grace, the love of God on her soul. And therefore she becomes Catholic, so then part of the mystical body of Christ, the Church of Christ. And she is part of the communion of saints, automatically. And she's incorporated into the mystical body. And therefore, next gift is she becomes heir of the kingdom of God. So God, she automatically, by being child of God, all that belongs to God belongs to her, automatically. In heaven and on earth. This is St. Paul. St. Paul says, everything belongs to God, and because we are heirs of God's kingdom, everything belongs to us also, on earth and in heaven. Included the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is the next gift. So she's mother when we are born, yes. She's already mother when we are born. But the added factor when we are baptized is we are consecrated to our Lord through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the baptism is the grace of baptism passed through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary also. She's the mediatrix of all graces. So she becomes the mother who given life to Adam. Beautiful. This is, so all the sorrows and solitude of the Blessed Virgin Mary, all that she did those 73 years on earth is applied to Adam today also. Besides the most precious blood and merits of our Lord Jesus Christ. So she had now the rights to claim her as her own, because baptism is the consecration to God and to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yes. That's why we have to do the consecration at the end of the ceremony of Adeline to the Blessed Virgin Mary by the hands of the parents and grandparents. And also, she becomes automatically, Saint Joseph becomes the Virgin Father, in the sense that she will be consecrated to her, to him also. Saint Joseph is also always there, wherever the Blessed Virgin Mary is, he is there. So he administers and he supplies everything together with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So automatically she becomes also consecrated to Saint Joseph, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to make explicit that implicit consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to Saint Joseph. So also we have to, besides this gift that she wants to receive, therefore we have to tell the parents and the godparents their obligations. So the obligation is, God is entrusting to you, the fourth of June, he's entrusting to you this beautiful child that he has redeemed on the cross, that the Blessed Virgin Mary has shed tears, 73 years of sacrifice for her, and this so much blood and sacrifices and the plan of God from the whole eternity for her to be in heaven. And, starting today, because let's face it, so, to receive baptism is she becomes heaven because God is going to live in her. She is going to live in God. This is why she's an angel. She's an angel. This is why God decides to take away the child before the age of reason. She received the mass of the angels. It's not black vestments, it's white vestments. So the obligation is to be vigilant, to be aware, and to be prayerful, and to be teaching her in such a way that she's going to continue this path that she starts today in union with God until the end of her life. you have to educate her in the Catholic religion, to give her the sacraments on due time, to watch that she is going not to go out of the way of the gospel of salvation, that she will have no bad friends or bad influences or dangers against her soul, against her purity, against her faith. You have to be careful about what she reads, what she does, how she behaves. It's a whole life responsibility. Will not end until the parents die, but even after they die, you have to keep interceding in heaven for the children. St. Thomas Aquinas says that when we die, in heaven, we keep the mission that God had for us on earth, spiritually speaking, so in the spiritual realm. St. Thomas Aquinas said that God allows parents in heaven to see, to watch once in a while how the children are doing on earth, to intercede and to pray and to be worried in the sense, supernatural sense, no? This obligation is for God parents and for parents in the spiritual realm, which is the most important. So this is what baptism is about. So we want to start the ceremony of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Remembering, therefore, that she lives in the midst of the crisis. Therefore, she needs more than ever this wifefulness and a good example and prayer and be taking care of her and against the enemies of God who are surrounding us everywhere. Yes, so it's a very heroic virtue that is demanding from us today, and therefore for Adeline, she will have to do much more than any other child in other times in the history of the Church. So we can think really that she will be in the plan of God. She's going to receive more graces than us. She's going to become more saintly than us. No doubt about that. No doubt. That these little babies are those who will be a disciple of the Blessed Virgin Mary in her triumph. So we have to be sure that they are holy and pure and saintly and virtuous. And they know that the catechism, they will be teaching others. And also remember, the parents must remember that the child belongs to God. It's entrusted to you. This is why when the child has to decide for vocation, the parents are obliged on the mortal sin to allow them to pursue their vocation. And many parents, the majority of parents, even Catholic parents, they're opposed vocations. This is a great danger. Because they take back what God has given to them. It's not for the parents, it's for God. God takes them away whenever, in the way He wants, by vocations or by taking them to heaven early, could be, we don't know. So we pray, all of us, we pray for Adeline today and wishing her and heaven and great holiness, and she might be the person that we need in order to save our souls, especially for the parents. When they have children, the children are those who will be supporting them physically but spiritually also. So there are many good things coming to us. It's the communion of saints, it's the beauty of the communion of saints. So everybody rejoice, God rejoice, the Blessed Virgin Mary rejoice, the saints, the angels, our relatives and our saints, the saints in heaven. So we benefit from this ceremony. Because the communion of saints, we share in the graces, we share in the joy, we share in the cross. So also the priest also becomes a spiritual father, like the God parents. So the same responsibility of the God parents is of the priest who baptized the child. That's why the priest has to see in the future that she is also on the right path. You have to know that also. So we keep there definitely the holy sacrifice. We offer the child already at the Mass. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.